This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. If you have suggestions, comments, or story tips, we'd love to hear from you. Email news@kvnf.org or call 866-KVNF now. Here are some short news updates. Delta County held a special election on May 5th, and the unofficial results are as follows. For Delta County Fire Protection District No. 1, Todd Hollenbeck and Randy Hines won the two open seats on the Board of Directors. For Delta County Memorial Hospital, the two open seats on the Board of Directors went to Representative Matt Soper and Gene Sirianni. The Crawford Water Conservancy District ballot issue, 7A, passed with 64% voting yes and 36% voting against the measure. In Mesa County, restaurants, salons, and gyms are reopening ahead of those in the rest of the state, thanks to the county's waiver from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Restaurants are allowed to operate at just one-third of their normal capacity, but even so, they're reporting a boost in business compared to when they were limited to deliveries and takeout. Some restaurant owners expressed concern about reopening, according to the Grand Junction Sentinel. They're happy for the business, but also wondering if the relaxed restrictions mean that there'll be a resurgence in COVID-19 cases, in which case they'll have to shut down again. Gyms and fitness centers are also operating in Mesa County, but patrons must wear face masks and machines must be cleaned before and after each use. Gyms are reporting that they have about 30% of the business that they did before the pandemic. Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and Curaconte National Recreation Area are both planning to open up more public access after being closed down due to COVID-19 restrictions. As of Friday, May 15th, Black Canyon of the Gunnison will again allow access to the South Rim Drive and the North Rim for day use only. Inner Canyon routes are also available for day use only, and permits are required. And Red Rock Canyon is open to permit holders only. All entry fees are waived. Both the South Rim and North Rim campgrounds and the South Rim Visitor Center remain closed. Also starting May 15th, Curaconte National Recreation Area will reopen access to Blue Mesa Reservoir for boating and onshore recreation. You'll also be able to boat in to dispersed camping sites along the reservoir. All campgrounds and showers, plus the Elk Creek Visitor Center, remain closed. A sorely needed tool in the battle against COVID-19 will become operational in Montrose this week. KVNF's John King reports.
It's called the Battelle Critical Care Decontamination System. It's a mobile unit that can clean up to 80,000 N95 masks a day. Mickey Trost is with the Colorado Division of Homeland Security.
We're doing it because we don't have enough N95 respirators to get to our first responders and our healthcare workers. So this helps us make sure that they have N95s that are clean. Until that supply chain catches up with the demand.
The unit in Montrose is one of only two in the state. The other is in Adams County.
We wanted to have one Battelle system on the Front Range and then one on the Western Slope.
The Montrose unit was delivered last Saturday. Trost says it's been tested and is ready to begin its work later this week. John King, KVNF News.
The outbreak of COVID-19 is decimating local budgets across our region. But aside from public health, there's another threat looming, wildfires. As Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, that has lawmakers and firefighters in our region demanding more federal support.
Don Lombardi is the fire chief of the West Metro Fire Protection District in Colorado. He says fire crews will feel the economic impact of COVID-19 particularly hard.
As our local governments look at revenue shortfalls, unfortunately, they're going to look at their fire stations and go, you know what? We can probably back off there and roll the dice.
Lombardi says in addition to fighting fires, firefighters are playing a key role in community pandemic responses.
We're the ones going in the houses to take care of these people. They call 911 and they have these COVID symptoms.
Lombardi is joining with freshman Western Democratic lawmakers urging Congress to provide more funding ahead of wildfire season. In an earlier federal funding package, firefighters received $100 million. Lombardi says they need at least $5 billion. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Libraries in Delta and Montrose are figuring out new ways to serve patrons during the pandemic, with everything from home delivery to online storytelling. KVNF's Corey Stanton has the story.
Libraries are getting pretty creative with their offerings, as most businesses are still closed to the public. Here is an update for Delta County Libraries from Tracy Einott, Communications and Outreach Administrator.
Since this all started, we really shifted the homepage of our website to capture in one place everything that is still accessible right now, the seed library, our online resources, links to the story time pages, and additionally, a link to our COVID-19 health precautions page. We have two different platforms for taking classes from home. One is foreign language learning, and the other is Universal Class, which offers over 500 different courses that folks can access from home.
Delta County Libraries are also providing a virtual story time for kids.
Hello, everyone. This is Miss Sarah with Delta County Libraries in Western Colorado, and we are going to do a story time from home today. Everybody take a seat on your chair.
That was a clip of a virtual story time offered by Delta County Libraries. Here is Senior Librarian Sarah Smith with the details.
But we're really trying to engage our communities. And so in our virtual story time, we offer activities and different opportunities for families to engage in early literacy activities and find a sense of routine that may be some sort of normal from before. The virtual story times we are providing through social media, such as Facebook and YouTube. Patrons can also access them through our website, which is deltalibraries.org.
During library closures, patrons, teachers, and parents can still apply and receive library cards through Delta County Library's website or by calling Tracy Einott at 970-399-7877. KVNF also spoke with Paul Palladino, director of the Montrose Regional Library District. In addition to online offerings such as ebooks, weekly online activities, movies, and documentaries, the Montrose Regional Library District is trying out something new.
We just recently started to do home delivery. We leave the books basically on their porch, and that's been very well received. We're also looking at curbside service. We just submitted that plan to County Health. And if they don't have access to the internet to put things on hold with us, they can call in and say, you know, hey, I like mysteries and I like this author, and can you pick me out 5 books that are similar? And we can do things like that for them.
You can find more information online at montroselibrary.org or by calling 970-249-9656. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.